There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on BizTalk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
Hey there, welcome to hour number two. Welcome Facebook viewers, those on BizTalk Radio, Garden America Hour 2, along with Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco. I'm Brian Main. A few ways to get to us with questions, comments, and Dale, yes, we're going to talk poppies. Be patient. 855-424-9825. Questions on Facebook Live or john@gardenamerica.com. Want to say hi to Mike Seitz and J.D. Lees if you're still watching us on Facebook. These guys have known me for a long time, and they have to put up with watching me on Facebook now every now and then. But we are back for hour number two. Hope you gained a lot of information that first hour with Tom Spellman talking about fruit trees. And Tiger mentioned, and I think he's right, just about everyone has an interest in some kind of a fruit tree and proper propagation and what to do this time of the year. I'm hoping we get some more rain here in San Diego, at least a little bit before we get into summer.
That would be nice.
You know, it's not so bad that, well, and it's bad we don't have rain, but the rain we have had, it's been immediately followed by Santa Ana winds to dry everything up.
And the rain was just more or less spitting. It wasn't really anything that would soak in.
Yeah.
Enough to get your car dirty and then a Santa Ana wind.
We basically have had one day of rain all year.
Yeah.
And then last year is when we had all the rain, right? We were setting records.
Yeah. Well, this is La Nina.
Okay, so Dale. Dale's got a comment about his poppies.
Well, he said that he wanted to update us on his poppy seeds. He said he planted some outside and inside, and he said the outside ones germinated and the inside ones did not. So he's wondering if the sugar plum poppy germinate in cooler weather, because the plants look great outside. And he's absolutely right, they do germinate better in cold weather. That's why you never plant poppy seeds during the summer,
right?
Because if
they
it's
need
warm
the chill, right,
the seeds will just sit there. Have you ever seen the sugar plum poppy?
I've seen sugar plum fairies, but not poppies.
Well, you need to Google sugar plum poppy, because it's a fringed poppy. The petals are all fringed. Really unusual looking.
I think I would like poppies.
In a dock? You would. Yeah. There's so many different kinds
but
of poppies.
You don't have poppies. And I'm surprised.
Do I have poppies? I don't know.
I don't think you do.
No. I used to take California poppy seeds and throw them across the street.
Just so they would just
so
like,
they would yeah the, so that they would come up and then I'd get to see them without having them on.
I mean,
my
actually just threw them across the street like that.
Yeah.
Just throw them.
Yeah,
I did that last weekend across the canyon from my house. So now when I look over the canyon, hopefully I'm gonna just have a big flower field of poppies and asclepias on the other side.
Not as athletic as Tiger. I don't think I could throw him across the canyon.
Well, I didn't throw him across. I walked over to the other side.
He walked over. He dropped him. It's a little more dramatic than it really is.
Can you imagine trying to throw a California poppy seed any distance?
Yeah, especially if there's a wind. So anyway, so that's it, Dale. They do like cool weather, and they germinate during cool weather.
And one of the other things I was talking about, because I think the question of poppies came up when you were out of town that one time, and there was a listener that was asking about, and these are the Popovare poppies, and California poppies are similar in their style of growth, but someone was trying to germinate them and they just weren't being successful. And I said, these poppies are usually kind of a hardy poppy, and they actually come up with more neglect than anything. And I think the biggest mistake people make is they overwater them when they're growing, because they'll start and they'll sprout, and if they keep giving them water, then they turn yellow.
They're going to get root rot.
Then they stunt, and then they die off. And I feel like once it's sprouted,
leave it alone.
You can kind of back off on it, because then I feel people don't overwater it as much. And so they're pretty hardy poppies.
Will poppies give you an indication when they need water? Are they one of those, like impatience and things like that?
Like will they kind of droop?
Yeah.
And not as much as impatience.
I love impatience.
Yeah.
For that reason.
Because
you guys need water?
Tell you, yes. We're limp.
And within 20 minutes, they're right back again.
Yeah.
That's what you were laughing at when I showed you the picture of my patio.
Yeah.
And you saw those there.
I was laughing
but
at
that. But that's not all impatience. That's sun patience.
Right.
That's what you have.
Yes.
Regular impatience. Do they even grow regular impatience anymore?
Yeah, they do.
Well, the reason
there's that... Right. What's it called? That disease that's affecting them all and wiping them all out.
Right.
But they are growing some still.
Okay.
I'll tell you what nobody's growing, and I'll tell you what you're not selling. Carnations.
Again with the carnations. We talked about this all last spring.
I want carnations.
By dianthus.
Okay.
Brian.
The only carnation I've had is ice cream.
Nobody wants to put up with the trouble of growing florist carnations.
Yeah, it's difficult, isn't it?
Because there's a whole string system that you have to use so that they're held upright. They have long stems, and carnation stems aren't very strong. It's not like a rose stem, you know. They just flop all over the place. So you've got to hold each stem up. It's just not worth it.
Speaking of that, you did cut your roses back, right, a few weeks ago?
What do you mean by that? I've been, ever since the first of the year, I've been cutting them.
Okay, yeah, me too. And I'm already getting new growth and new leaves already.
I think I'm about halfway there. Today I'm going to try to cut everything in the front.
You know some advice that you gave that I really didn't like because it takes more time and effort?
What's that?
Is pulling off all the dead leaves.
Oh, you have to.
I know. One by one. Pulling off those leaves. It's just much easier just to clip them.
Well, clip them first,
yes,
and then go through and pull off whatever's left over.
Yeah.
But yeah, I noticed on some of the ones that I've not pruned back yet and still have old leaves in San Diego here, I've noticed rust already starting to form.
Because of the cool weather in the morning?
Yeah.
Yeah. At night?
Yeah, rust is not as much of a problem during the summer in California.
Sure.
But during the winter, it's really bad.
Did you like the progress of the palms that you gave me and I showed you the picture of this morning?
Yeah, I've got all these weeds coming up around my house that I dig up and give to you.
Yeah, the tiger was teasing me too. Look at all the stuff he keeps, stuff I throw away, he keeps. Yeah. I take stuff out of the dumpster. I take perfectly good plants out of the dumpster. I can't let it, you know, if it's alive, I'm going to keep it.
Yeah, we had somebody come over one time pointing to the cracks in the cement. And they said to my wife, because pansies were, Johnny Jump-Ups were coming up through there and blooming.
Lissom grows.
And they go, even your weeds are flowers.
That's funny. Anyway, questions on Facebook or email John directly at, that's john@gardenamerica.com, 855-424-9825 as well on this Saturday. Hope you're having a good weekend and you can enjoy a three-day weekend, which I will be. I think we're going to take a drive up to Julian on Monday. And see what's happening up there. Have a little lunch, and hopefully the weather will be a bit cool, so we can enjoy that.
You still get apple cider up there?
Pie.
Apple cider and apple pie?
Yes. Dudley's Bakery.
Did you know that the apples that Johnny Appleseed threw out were for cider?
Well, they didn't have juice back in the day. It was all
hard
cider. They would ferment everything, so that way it didn't go bad.
Isn't one of his trees still someplace alive? Didn't you tell me that?
It's got his initials carved in it. Hey, I wrote an article. Well, I didn't write. Chris Greenwood wrote an article for our newsletter this week called The Nurseryman from Ontario about John Armstrong coming to California from Ontario, Canada, of all places.
How about that, eh?
And moved to, I got that, and moved to Ontario, California for health reasons.
So from the province of Ontario to the community of Ontario, California.
Right, and he opened up nurseries there. And we were talking during the break about how one of the people that used to work for them was Frank Meyer. And Frank Meyer was one of the plant hunters. He made a lot of trips to China during the turn of the last century. Mm-hmm. And he's the one who discovered the Meyer lemon.
Well, it wasn't the Meyer lemon when he discovered it, but he named it the Meyer lemon, right?
Or somebody named it after him.
Okay.
Right. But he used to work for Armstrong Nurseries.
I didn't. That was interesting. I never knew
and
that.
I thought that was interesting.
Give some dates, though, because you haven't said any dates regarding this. This was something that happened in the 1900s, right?
1902, John, is that right?
Well, yeah, because John Armstrong was born the last year of the Civil War.
Oh, my gosh.
1865.
Wow.
So by the time he moved his... moved to California was 1889, and then when he got here, he opened up his nursery.
I don't want to say this in a way that's narcissistic, but why haven't you named a rose after yourself? If you propagate a rose or develop something new,
it seems like you'd have to be kind of conceited to name a rose after
yourself.
Well,
then you know what? You do it, then I'll do it. I'll do it for you. I think you deserve that.
You need to start breeding roses because I think you would be really good at it.
I would come up with those kind of checks. That's motivation right there.
Do you know that Bill Radler, who developed the knockout rose, is a millionaire?
Just from roses.
Just from knockout roses. And he was breeding them in his basement. I mean, he lives in Milwaukee.
So when people look at his wealth, they go, rose money. This is all rose money right here.
Okay. Well, if he can do it in his basement, you can do it on your
patio.
It really
did grow on a bush.
That's right. It is break time. Call us, email us, FaceTime. It is Garden America. Welcome to Facebook Live.
It's bare root fruit tree season, and you probably have a million questions. Which fruits will grow well here? What are the tastiest fruits? How do I care for them? The answers? They're just a click away with the informative fruit tube videos at DaveWilson.com. That's Dave Wilson Nursery, the nation's largest grower of fruit trees for the backyard garden. They have planting tips, taste test results, and links to nurseries in your area that carry Dave Wilson fruit trees. Your harvest to better health begins at Dave Wilson.
Hi, this is gardening expert Melinda Myers. Keeping the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite slow-release nitrogen fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 10 weeks. The non-burning, non-leaching formula provides a slow and consistent flow of nutrients. Trust the fertilizer, proven effective for over 90 years. Milorganite for better results. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now. Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
We do hope you're having a good Saturday so far. Thank you for tuning in, and I want to welcome everybody listening to the replay this afternoon on AM 740. It is 21 minutes after the hour here. This is Biz Talk Radio, Garden America. Brian Main, John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox. Lines are open, 855-424-9825. You want to talk to us directly. Also, john@gardenamerica.com and Facebook Live. Did I see the word blight on Facebook, Tiger?
Yeah, fire blight.
That's never good.
Ugh. So bad, right? So
is that Dell?
Dell.
Dell Ritchie, okay.
How about fire blight on pear and apple tree? Already got it. So first off, to explain to everyone how you can identify fire blight, and it more or less attacks a lot of deciduous trees, is you'll see one branch or a series of branches on the tree that are basically dead, dried up foliage, but the other parts of the tree more or less look healthy. And what it is it's a disease or virus that's attacking your tree, and it's killing off these infected areas section by section, and it'll spread throughout the whole tree. And now, for the most part, it doesn't always kill entire trees, right, John? I mean, maybe left untouched for years.
Well, eventually
and years,
it could.
It's section by section, so can you stop it from translocating itself?
Yeah, so it is kind of like a bloodborne pathogen.
Yeah, that if it's you a were bacteria.
Cut off that section and seal it off.
It's spread by bees.
Uh huh.
When the trees are flowering, the bees will spread it.
So they'll pollinate, then go from one flower to the other,
right,
all over the tree,
gathering their nectar.
Yes.
And
yeah,
spreading fire blight wherever they go.
But in urban development, it's also spread severely by a tree trimming company that will do like a series of street trees, and one tree has it, and without cleaning their tools effectively in between each other tree, they'll keep spread down
it
the street
from one to another.
And so if you do have fire blight, there's really nothing to spray. There's no magic pill to give it, but as we said, you can cut and remove that section to stop it from going through the rest of the tree or preventing it from flowering so the bees don't continue to spread it. You want to cut it. You want to clean your pruners or your saw or something with Lysol, bleach,
alcohol,
something that's going to, you know, clean the pruner or the shear. Dispose of that. Don't compost it. Don't leave it on the ground. Dispose of it, and then hopefully that can kind of curb or eventually solve the problem.
If you have a branch that's been affected, it looks like somebody took a blowtorch to it, and all the leaves on that one branch will be brown. And as Tiger says, you've got to cut that branch out, but you don't cut it just where it starts turning brown.
You've got to cut it more than that.
You've got to go back into green wood, maybe a foot if cut it out. But then if you have another branch you're cutting, as Tiger says, you do need to sterilize your cutting equipment or you're going to be spreading it to another
part
of the
tree. And by cutting it further, that's to make sure that you get the whole thing by going into the green part.
Right.
Otherwise, you may leave a little bit, then it's going to continue to spread.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like treating some diseases. You don't just treat that area, but
right.
some of the area around it.
Right.
Because it might have spread into it.
That's
a rough one.
Any email questions, John?
No, I don't think I do have any email questions.
John.
I do have a picture from you.
Yes.
That says,
we can't share that on air.
That says, sent from Brian's World of Technology.
Thought you'd like that on my phone.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
If, speaking of pictures, we do encourage you, send us pictures. We'll post them on our Facebook page. John might put them in the newsletter. So whatever's in your backyard, front yard, if you've got something you're proud of, maybe a disease or a malady you want us to look at, maybe there's a bear walking across your backyard.
Nobody's going to be proud of a disease or a malady,
or maybe
Brian.
Swimming in your pool, a moose or anything. Send us those pictures, and we will do our best to post them.
I did get a picture from Steve in Simi Valley.
Now, the last time Steve sent us a picture, which we still have on our Facebook page.
About his winter crop of tomatoes.
Yes.
He says, John, I just heard you talk about carnations, and I'll have to say I love growing them.
Thank you, Steve in Simi Valley. I got somebody on my side.
Just for the scent, it's a close second to my Thunbergia grafted gardenia, Steve. You know, I thought when I was saying that it's too much trouble. It's not too much trouble if you enjoy doing it. It's too much trouble for the average person, and they don't
right.
sell at a retail
yeah,
level,
yeah,
which
don't.
Is why they're hard to find.
Hey, Steve, why don't you send us a picture of your carnations?
But like he did. He did send a picture.
Okay,
you want me to send you a copy of it?
Absolutely.
But, Steve, it doesn't look from the picture that he's growing florist carnations.
Okay.
If I recall, I think Steve brought back seed from Spain.
Yeah, I think he was in Spain, yes.
Or somewhere, and yeah, I would enjoy growing those too. And actually, if florist carnations were available, I would probably enjoy growing them too.
Okay,
if I had the room.
I'm noticing you loosening up a little bit. I appreciate that.
Well, I didn't mean to put the bad mouth on him.
Well,
Steve.
No, but I mean, but they used to be so you'd see them all the time, and you just something you don't see anymore.
Do you want me to send it to iHeart or where?
You can send it to both. I like it when you copy me on both.
Yeah, but that requires two clicks.
bmain22@gmail.com, bmain@iheartmedia.com. And now all of our listening audience. Oh, that was a nice pan, Tiger.
You see that?
I saw that. That was very nice.
Sorry. Playing.
Or actually, as they say in the business, if you were behind a camera, you dollied back.
Ooh, look at you.
Dollied back. I remember a few things from college. We had to take TV classes, too.
You did?
As well, yeah.
Man.
And what we would do is that we would have a project. Okay, let's say it was your turn to come up with a show. So then everybody else in the class would have to take turns doing something.
Doing a job.
A camera, a manager, stage manager, a switcher. And then when it became your turn to come up with a project, you would just do everything else. So you would at least do one thing one time
all right.
during the class. And I remember
bit of everything.
All those terms, yeah.
The class I was afraid to take in college was speech.
Really?
I was just petrified of taking a speech class.
Because getting up in front of people is the second worst fear people have, except dying.
Public speaking, yeah.
Public speaking.
Right.
Which you know the old Seinfeld joke, which means if you were speaking in front of somebody and you were giving a eulogy, you'd rather be the one in the casket than up there talking, giving the eulogy.
I never heard that one.
Yeah. That is scary.
I like but talking to other people.
I don't mind it.
Yeah, well, I don't now.
Look at you. Are you kidding?
No, I actually enjoy it. But back then, I remember we had to give a speech about a project. You had, I think it was like 10 minutes or something. And so I did building a terrarium.
And this was college?
That was college.
Okay.
And it went okay because... You know, we talked the quote of the week about if you're doing something you like, I enjoy doing that kind of stuff.
And you knew what you were talking about.
And I knew what I was talking about. You know, now I often speak without knowing what I'm talking about. I enjoy that too.
But now how prepared do you get? Because I've given some talks at San Diego State a few times, colleges, and I don't prepare. They just say, we want you to talk about radio and talk about this or that. And I just go and do it.
Well, I usually do PowerPoints, so there's...
So you're pretty prepared.
I have to be prepared,
sure.
Yeah.
Okay, it is almost 30 minutes after the hour. Facebook viewers, we'd like to see more questions, comments. Also, John at GardenAmerica.com or 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. And Jeremiah will put you in line. It is Saturday afternoon back east. It is Saturday morning in the rest of the country. Along with Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco, I'm Brian Main. We are coming right back.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours.
Service.
Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
No doubt about it. 35 minutes after the hour, I say no doubt about it. We ask for questions. Facebook Live, we have a few things to get to. So who wants to go first? Tiger, you want to address something?
I'll take the first question.
Yeah, sure.
So Heidi Ortiz is in Santa Maria, and it is looking like she wants to plant sweet pea seeds, and she's wondering if it's too late. Yes.
Too late.
Yeah, it is too late. I mean,
you know what, though?
Is it too warm now or what?
Well, she's in Santa Maria, so it's cooler and closer to the coast. It's possible.
Should she roll the dice?
Well, I was going to say that there are some that are like pot sweet peas, you know, those compact form ones.
Like the knee-highs?
Yeah, and those ones can do pretty well throughout most of the season because usually you kind of cultivate them in a container garden or something like that. But in the flower garden, yeah, I'd say it's still too late.
You know, I think in a normal year, she might have had a chance. But it's been so warm this year, it's just really unusual.
Yeah,
it doesn't hurt to try, but...
Why not? You and I have done things that turned out to be okay when people said we couldn't do it.
Yeah, you've served time for that, right?
Right. but the probation was very short, 3 months.
Yeah. No, I don't see any problem. You know, being on the coast like that...
It is cool.
It doesn't hurt.
It's windy.
Give it a try. But normally in Southern California, right, what you do is you plant them in October so the root system can get developed during the winter. They don't really grow a lot, but the root system develops, and then they take off when the weather warms up. But, again, this was a weird year.
Okay, 50-50 on that. What's the next question in line there?
Well, Lenore says, what's the name of the company that sells something to get rid of little insects growing in the pots on inside plants? She'd appreciate it if we would remind her of that. First of all, I think she's talking about fungus gnat larvae. And those are the little white insects that you see jumping all over when you water your house plants. They come to the surface.
I've never seen that, nor do I want to.
Yeah, it's not a pretty sight. So Tiger reminded me of something that would take care of it. But also a quick tip would be if you use the fabric softeners, Bounce Fabric Softener, and cut those sheets and lay them on the surface of the plant, it'll take care of them.
And give it a nice smell, too, at the same time.
That's right.
He likes the lemon fresh.
But then you also, Tiger, were talking about a product that also works.
Yeah, the Mosquito Dunk product. So Mosquito Dunk, or they sell also a granular form called Mosquito Bit, is a bacillus, it's a larvicide. And they can use that into the soil, incorporate it into the soil.
You just sprinkle it on the surface.
Exactly. Just sprinkle it on the surface, water it in. Now, I will say, though, one of the easiest ways to get rid of them, though, is don't water so much. Let the soil drain.
Dry in between watering.
Dry out in between watering. And that usually gets rid of them because usually they're only there because it's a very damp environment. And if you can allow the houseplants to dry out, then they'll go away.
Well, the other thing that works for sure is if you put a layer of sand on the pots.
Oh, yeah?
Because the gnats can't lay their eggs in the soil.
Yeah.
And so if you've got maybe half an inch of sand on the top of your, again, not beach sand because that would have salt in it.
Right.
So you've got to use a washed horticultural sand.
That would be what I would do.
But you would do the sand?
Based upon, the recommendations you've just given.
You wouldn't do the Bounce?
I don't think so.
That would be easy.
But the sand kind of adds a little,
A little beachy feel to it?
A little something nice to it, you know? Okay, moving down. Who else do we have here for questions?
I'll let John go the next one. It's the imposter rose.
This one, Heidi says, John, I need to get another imposter rose. I do also.
Yeah, when they're hard to find now or what?
Yeah, you can't find them anywhere.
We used to have them, you know. We couldn't get rid of enough of them.
Yeah. She says, do you happen to know who's carrying it? She lives in Ramona. The only one that grew it was Star Roses. And I don't think they're offering it anymore. Do you know, Tiger?
I have not seen it. You're right. I don't know what happened to that coming off their list. But
the way to tell would be if you went to starroses.com and looked at their catalog, and if the catalog shows imposter, that would mean that some nurseries that carry Star Roses might have it. But I don't believe they do.
We had enough people who were really interested. You'd think, you know, supply and demand, they would still carry it.
I really liked that rose.
Yeah.
I was responsible for naming it and having it introduced when it came out.
You called it the imposter rose?
I did, because Star Roses was never known for having great names on their roses. And I saw this rose in the field, and it looks like a clematis.
Yes.
It's a single rose and has spots all over it, a pink with darker spots, or kind of an orangey pink with darker spots, and it really looked pretty. And when I saw it, I asked if they were going to introduce it, and they said yes. And I said, what are you going to call it? And they said, well, we're thinking of calling it the clematis rose. And I said, clematis rose? Why? They said, well, looks like a clematis, and we're thinking, you know, we could market it as, is it really a clematis or is it really a rose?
And that's when you said it's an imposter.
No, I said, well, you know, what about if you called it the imposter and then said, you know, is it a rose masquerading as a clematis or a clematis masquerading as a rose? And they thought that was a good idea, so they named it that.
Well, that's good. Now what characteristics does it have that tells you, now, this is really a rose?
Well, it has thorns.
Okay.
And it really is a rose. It's just from a distance. If you were looking at only the flowers,
okay,
it would look like a clematis.
Okay.
So this is really embarrassing.
You have it in your nursery.
I went to Star Roses, and they do have it.
Okay.
And it says, find a local retailer that has it in your area.
Mission Hills Nursery?
It says Mission Hills Nursery. as I said before, inventory. But if she wants to call the nursery.
But how would you know it's an imposter? It's not your fault.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? I think Tiger's an imposter.
Exactly.
You probably thought Tiger's said, we got a lot of clematis this year.
We might have it.
Yeah,
but before you make
a trip to Mission Hills Nursery, give them a call.
Yeah, call them at 619-295-2808. But another nursery that was listed.
Don't ask for Tiger.
Another nursery that was listed is Niffings, and they usually have a really good selection of roses as well.
Niffings would be closer to her in Ramona.
Yeah, it would be. Yeah. So that would be another one that I would possibly give a ring to is Niffing's Nursery.
So a couple of ideas there.
You know what?
For
send me an email if you have the imposter, because I want one.
Okay, I'll check.
Yeah. That's cool.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, at least we know that Star is still growing it. So that's nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Did we breeze through the questions? Who do we have?
No.
It's nice that Tiger can use the internet to find out what he carries in his store.
Yeah, really, right? Well, you've got a big inventory. Come on.
Another question. Marianne, I'll say, do you post or announce home garden tours? If so, I'd have one that I'd like you to post. Let me know the best way to get you the information. Great radio show. Thanks. Yes, we do. We share garden tours whenever we hear about them, because it's a fun thing for people to attend no matter where you're at. Great way to get inspiration or ideas for what you're going to do that spring or the following year. Best way to give us the information is john@gardenamerica.com. Send it to his email. We can possibly include it into a newsletter or some kind of posting that we have.
Facebook as well.
Exactly. So please, if you are the Garden Club member and you have a garden tour that you guys are planning, share that information with us. We love to get them and see what's happening out there in the community, because that's good. It's a great way for people to learn about new things going on where they live. So that's good to hear. So Marianne, please share that with us.
Yes.
Got a comment from Kathy, in Neyland, California. And she says, dryer sheets work, with an exclamation point.
Yeah.
So
there you go. There's another solution.
Yeah, if you want to get rid of the fungus gnat larva and you don't want to go out and buy something, just get a bounce sheet, mm-hmm. cut it up, put it around the surface of your soil.
It's funny because a lot of people think with houseplants, they don't get bugs because they're inside. But it's they don't realize that, you know, these bugs come from every which way. You know, they think that, oh no, my plant was clean when I brought it home, and so therefore it'll always be clean forever. And no. You know, the bugs get in there, and then they don't realize that this is the life of a bug, is how to preserve itself for when then it can. And I was watching a documentary on this moth in, I want to say it was either, it's one of the poles. It's either Antarctica or it's the North Pole. And it freezes for like 6 months, but then it emerges and it then goes off and reproduces again. It's amazing.
I don't think it'd be Antarctica.
No,
there's nothing living in Antarctica. Yeah,
but if you go underneath the ice, there's a lot going on.
No moths under there.
It might have been the North Pole.
We have to take a break. Probably just as well. It is almost 46 minutes after the hour. This is the Garden America radio show.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or fertilome.com.
Hi, this is gardening expert Melinda Myers. Keeping the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite slow-release nitrogen fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 10 weeks. The non-burning, non-leaching formula provides a slow and consistent flow of nutrients. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for over 90 years. Milorganite for better results. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or John at gardenamerica.com.
And we are back. It is Garden America here. Final segment, 51 minutes after the hour here. 855-424-9825. John at gardenamerica.com. We'll still take some Facebook questions as well. Anything in the email world, John?
Well, you know, Tiger was telling us just prior to the break about this woolly bear moth in the Arctic. You found out is where it is, right?
I just posted a link on our Facebook, too. It's a really cool moth that can...
Six months of the year it freezes.
Being in the Arctic, it's going to be very cool.
Really neat. I don't know what to say now.
Neato Kino.
You know, that, just a quick side here. We had met some people from England one time when I was in my very early 20s, like we were on vacation somewhere, and these people from England came. We were talking to them, and one of my friends, in response to the story that they were saying, that's really neat, and they just burst out laughing. She goes, what's so funny? She goes, neat? You mean it's tidy?
That's really tidy.
It's really tidy. They don't use that expression, apparently. So anyway, sorry to interrupt you, Tiger.
No, that was worth listening to. Kidding?
All right, what else do we have on our...
Did we catch up with everything?
There was one more question, and I want to say... It's just Lenore talking about how her problem with the nest just started and she didn't want it to get worse. And that's a good thing. As we were talking with Tom Spellman this morning, one of the key thing that people need to understand when it comes to gardening is, again, getting out there, being vigilant about inspecting your plants, being proactive in taking care of them.
Yeah, becoming a part of it.
To not allow these problems to get ahead of you, because when they get ahead, it becomes overwhelming. And that's usually when, you know, not that they're bad, but that's usually when you have to start using something more harsh. Maybe an imidacloprid, you know, systemic insecticide to solve a problem. But if you are out there and being... and noticing what's going on, you might be able to solve it with a neem oil or something a little bit more mild, a little easier.
You catch the problem before it happens.
Exactly.
So you're saying that an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
It's exactly what I was saying.
I believe so.
It's exactly what I was saying. Thank you very much for summing that up.
So you know, we noticed, speaking of that, being diligent, you know, whether you have pets or animals, you know, catching something early, we noticed last night that one of our fish has a little lump on the back.
Uh-oh.
Between his tail and his midsection. And we looked at it, and then it's bumpy, kind of white, so we did a lot of research on it. And for the most part, it looks like it's nothing to worry about. He's still same personality, still eating. But the point is, like you mentioned, we're going to keep an eye on it. If he starts to change or things happen, then you take the next step. But it's the same thing with what Tom said, gardening. Don't check on it once a week, twice a week. Things happen and spring up overnight.
Yeah.
So just be diligent. Pay attention in life.
I think you should take your fish to the veterinarian just to be sure.
Just to say, here, what is this lump?
There's a
say, well, the lump is nothing, but you needed to keep it in water.
It's a platy that we got when he was about like that. Now he's huge. Biggest platy I've ever seen.
There's a veterinarian in the Bay Park area or off Marina Boulevard, and it's called Exotic Waterbirds Aviary.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Exotic Aviaries and Animal Veterinarian.
Yeah.
And they have one of those metal velociraptors on the roof, you know, kind of a thing. And I'm laughing. I'm like, man, what if somebody brought their velociraptor in there to be like, oh, I don't know what's wrong with it.
What's
Doc?
Wrong with him? He's only eaten three people today. but you're right. They do. They do like lizards. They do birds. They're any place that your regular vet wouldn't take care of, these people do.
Yeah.
I'm very familiar with it.
Pretty neat. I like that they have all the velociraptor on their roof. I need that an exotic plant
doctor. Velociraptor. That'd be a good name for something else. John is deep in thought on his computer.
Well, somebody sent me a picture and said, do you know the name of this lily? And it looks like an oriental lily, but it's hard to tell from the color the way that it came over.
Well, we did request pictures, so here you go.
Well, I'm showing it to Tiger, but it's just an oriental lily, right? Some variety of oriental lily?
Yeah, just
But what particular variety, Marilyn, I can't really tell.
It's a deep blood red is what it looks like to me, right, the color?
Yeah, there's a lot of email sources for lilies. Mainly, most of them come from the Oregon area, and if you just go to their websites and take a look at them, you might be able to figure out what particular one that is.
That looks like a picture that she took or something, right?
Right.
Okay. That's fine, because it sounds like she saw it in person and, you know, she could ask. But the hard thing nowadays with those plants, with florists and what they're doing, and you go to some place and you see these plants that have been painted or dyed, and you never know. That it's not even a real variety. It's just made to look like that. And so sometimes they're kind of hard to people be like, oh, I want this flower. Say, well, it's not a real flower.
You know, Kathy Spreen on Facebook says, we're talking about, you know, using dryer sheets and bounds. She says, now I wonder what's in those dryer sheets.
Spinosad.
Yeah, what's going on? Yeah, right. Spinosad.
Bacillus is in those dryer sheets.
You know, Dell sent us a picture of his apple tree with the fire blight.
How bad does it look, John?
It looks really bad. I'll show this to Tiger, but it looks bad enough to me to where the tree should probably be removed.
Yeah, I mean, it's all the way down into the base.
That's the problem.
Usually no it back.
Starts with one small branch at a time, and if you catch it then.
So your advice is to take the tree out, remove it, get an arborist out there or somebody?
Well,
just tree removal?
If you could get an arborist to take a look at it, that would help. But
looks kind of a young, not super, is it? I just looked at the brief picture. Was it a young tree, though?
Yeah, it didn't look like a mature tree.
So, I mean, not too much invested into it to.
Yeah.
Not
it's also spread to his neighbor's Bartlett pear tree.
Uh-oh.
So that's not good. There are varieties of pear that are fire blight resistant.
The evergreen. Well, you mean fruiting?
Fruiting pears.
Oh, yeah. And I don't know those ones.
If you look, it'll usually rate them from varieties from 1 to 10 and how resistant they are. And I think that Bartlett pears are one of the most contagious, most susceptible, to those.
Hey, guess what time it is, guys? It is, is it time to wrap the show up? I'm looking at the clock here. The music says that it is.
I can't finish Dale's question.
You can email Dale.
All right, I'll do that.
Hey, thank you so much for the entire crew. I want to thank Jeremiah back at the mothership, keeping us on the air, the entire crew, John Begnasker, Tiger Palafox. I'm Brian Main. Thank you so much for watching us on Facebook Live. We'll do it again next week. Until then, be safe and get growing, America.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.